This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 7 September 2005. Occupation continues. Human rights violations continue. A Palestinian civilian was killed and five others, including a child, were wounded by Israeli occupation forces in the southern Gaza Strip town of Khan Yunis. Israeli occupation forces conducted 24 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Palestinian homes were raided and 19 Palestinian civilians were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. Four homes were transferred into military bases by the Israeli occupation force. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine and have closed the Rafah International Crossing Point. Israeli occupation forces have imposed a tightened siege on Palestinian communities located the evacuated Israeli settlements in the Gaza Strip and the northern West Bank. Israeli occupation forces forced eight Palestinian civilians to completely take off their clothes at a checkpoint in the northern West Bank, and Israeli occupation forces arrested 10 Palestinian civilians at military checkpoints in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct an annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank and have completed the construction of the wall to the north of Jerusalem. Israeli occupation forces confiscated 43 dunams of Palestinian land in Bethlehem for the purpose of the construction of the wall, and 12 Palestinian civilians, including two journalists, suffered from tear gas inhalation fired by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Two children sustained bruises as they were attacked by settlers in Hebron. Details. Regarding the killings. On 6 September 2005, Israeli occupation forces killed a Palestinian civilian and wounded three others, including a child, in Khan Yunis refugee camp in the southern Gaza Strip. When these civilians threw stones at a tank positioned near the evacuated Israeli settlements in the Gaza Strip. On 2 September 2005, Israeli occupation forces fired and wounded two Palestinian brothers who were on their way back home near the evacuated Gush Katif settlement northwest of Khan Yunis. Incursions. Israeli occupation forces conducted 24 military incursions into Palestinian areas in the West Bank. During these incursions, Israeli occupation forces raided houses and arrested 19 Palestinian civilians. They also imposed curfews on a number of communities and transformed four Palestinian homes into military sites. Restrictions of movement. Israeli occupation forces have imposed severe restrictions on the freedom of movement of Palestinian civilians, especially in communities located near Israeli settlements. They have continued to close the Erez crossing point for the third consecutive week and to impose severe restrictions at other border crossings in the Gaza Strip. On 7 September 2005, Israeli occupation forces closed the Rafah International Crossing Point, thus transforming the Gaza Strip into a very large prison. Israeli occupation forces have also continued to close the Al-Matan and Abu Khola checkpoints and on Salah ad-Din Street, which is the main road in Gaza that connects the north with the south. In addition, Israeli occupation forces have continued to close a number of roads since the beginning of the current intifada. In the West Bank, Israeli occupation forces continued to close Anab Gate east of Tul Karam for the eighth consecutive week. Since the declaration of the northern West Bank as a closed military zone on Monday, 15 August 2005, Israeli occupation forces have imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. They erected a number of checkpoints on the main roads. They've arrested at least 10 Palestinian civilians in the previous week. Israeli occupation forces continued to prevent 700 Palestinian teachers from entering Jerusalem. Israeli occupation forces positions at the Araba crossing southwest of Jenin stopped a taxi and forced seven Palestinian civilians to strip completely naked and attempted to force a girl to strip, but she refused. This crime came a few hours following an order by the Israeli Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz to his troops to, quote, not to have any pity on Palestinians at military checkpoints in occupied Palestine, close quote. Mofaz stated additionally, do not have any mercy on anyone, even if it creates long lines and causes anger among the population, close quote. Annexation wall. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation wall inside the West Bank territory. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces completed the construction of a section of the wall to the north of occupied Jerusalem. They completely closed the area surrounding Kalandia checkpoint between Ramallah and Jerusalem. they closed the checkpoint with cement blocks, thus completing a section of the wall extending from Baitunya village west of Ramallah, passing the Qalandia airport and the Jebba village, ending in Hamza village northwest, rather northeast of Jerusalem. As Israeli occupation forces closed to finish the construction of a section of the wall in the Deir Balut village southwest of Nablus, they raised areas of land near the military checkpoint that stands at the entrance of the aforementioned village to expand it and fortify it. On Friday, 2 September 2005, Israeli occupation forces issued a new military order confiscating 43 additional dunams of Palestinian land in Bethlehem and Beit Zuhur. The confiscated land is to be used to complete the construction of the apartheid wall in the area. At the beginning of the new school year, Israeli occupation forces imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian students and teachers living in communities isolated by the wall. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces surrounded the Bel'in village west of Ramallah. They also moved into the village and surrounded the mosque after worshippers left. When the worshippers left the mosque to go to the construction site of the wall, they fired tear gas canisters and sound bombs at them. 12 civilians, including two journalists, suffered from tear gas inhalation, and they were treated on the spot. In addition, Israeli occupation forces arrested 11 international solidarity activists. Illegal settler activity. Israeli settlers, in breach of international and humanitarian law, continue to reside in occupied Palestine and have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property. During the reporting period of the past week, Israeli settlers seized a tract of land in the Wad al-Nasra neighborhood to the south of Kiryat Arba settlement, southwest of Hebron. They also attacked Palestinian homes in Hebron and injured two children. In addition, Israeli settlers attacked animal farms in the Yatta village, south of Hebron, and killed a number of sheep. Israeli occupation forces also raised areas of land at the entrance of Beit Wazan village, southwest of Nablus, to establish a military site for the area. For a full report of these gross human rights violations, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.